You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. Marvel had released their slate on Disney Plus Day, and boy, I am excited. Granted, a few of these shows I have no idea what to expect, but I know, actually, truth be told, none of these shows have anything, I don't know what to expect, but I'm excited for a lot of them. So let's start by listing them. Marvel Zombies Animated, an animated series on Marvel Zombies. It looks like, I don't know if this is going to be a continuation of the What If Zombies or if this is going to be a completely new thing. It could actually be what happens in the show after Thanos snaps, the zombie Thanos snaps. Who knows? We have a She-Hulk series. We have a Spider-Man freshman year, which is an animated series about Peter Parker's freshman year. This is canon of the MCU, which is going to be interesting to see because maybe we'll be able to be introduced to Uncle Ben. You know, how he got bit, his friends, because he could have other friends that exist in other parts of the MCU that we still haven't met yet. Or, you know, there's a lot to explore in that. And I guess it's just going to be a mini series because then it just leads up until when he gets bit. Ironheart, you know, we know Riri Williams making the suit and potentially having Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr. as her AI. What If Season 2? We have no idea what to expect for that, but we do know it's going to be good. Agatha House of Harkness. See, I kind of knew Agatha we'd see the future for Agatha because her character, outside of being super powerful, was interesting. She kind of gives me like a low-key kind of vibe where it's like you want to keep the character as long as possible and then give them a purpose in the future. I feel like Agatha House of Harkness could introduce the Midnight Suns plot into the MCU, as well as you know, cosmic aspects, you know, like the Mephistos or the some of those Doctor Strange villains, and even maybe, possibly, very slim, likely mutants. Echo is a deaf superhero. I remember that. I believe she had some ties to Kingpin, which would be interesting because I know she's supposed to show up in the Hawkeye series as well. So maybe the Echo could introduce Daredevil, that whole little Netflix crew, Heroes for Hire. Maybe they'll be introduced in that show again via MCU versions. X-Men 97 Animated. It's apparently the series, the old, this is the next one. X-Men 97 Animated Series is apparently it's essentially just not a remake, but a continuation of that old X-Men series from the 90s with new episodes. Moon Knight. First of all, the She-Hulk teaser, you know, gave us a little, but, you know, I'm going to be interested to see it. The Moon Knight teaser gave us a little, but I'm going to be interested to see it because it gives me a very Daredevil Batman vibe. It doesn't feel like a Marvel movie, which I like. A lot of these feel new and fresh and new. The Miss Marvel teaser. Miss Marvel, of course, is she got her powers and she's coping with them, and she idolizes Captain Marvel. So it'll be cool to see how she deals with her powers and how she views Captain Marvel and the superheroes of the world. And we don't know who the villain is, but I think they're going to do a good job with this. I think they're going to find a way to make this good, but I'm excited for all these series and shows and miniseries because it's more way to bring in more things, because I still want to know how they're going to introduce the X-Men. That's something I still want to know, but you know, Marvel knows what they're doing. So, and I trust Kevin Feige because Kevin Feige the dude's got a genius intellect. So yeah, all these are 2022 releases. In 2 weeks, I believe the Hawkeye series starts, and we're eating good at Marvel. If you enjoyed this episode, or something resonated with you, or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button and be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you and have a great day.